Happy to have safety Jordan Poyer with us. Jordan, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Congratulations on the win in your first game as a Buffalo Bill. First and foremost, it had to feel pretty good, I would think.
It felt great. You know, it felt great to be out there in front of the fans. Felt great to be out there in the atmosphere. Felt great to win, you know, and it's exciting.
Yeah, as you speak about, it felt great to win. You're coming off a tough season from last year, not just because of your injury, but because of how the team did last year at the Browns. So for you to come in here and win week one and see the crowd, your first game here in Buffalo, to see the crowd going crazy, it had to be.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable from the start. Unbelievable, you know, coming out the tunnel for warm-ups. I mean, just the fans out there early, you know, supporting the guys and just, you know, pumping them up at third down. It was crazy atmosphere. You know, you couldn't hear from, you know, talking from me to you. You couldn't hear out there. So, and that's what you love. You know, we love to use that home field advantage. And, you know, Bills Mafia is crazy.
You had the 4 years with the Browns. They have good fans.
They do.
Is it different here, though? Do you get that sense?
It is definitely different here. You know, I had never seen, you know, Thursday coming into work, there was probably about 50 to 100 RVs, you know, already lined up outside. And that alone fired me up, like, okay, you know, these fans are real. They love their football out here. And, I mean, that was already known, but just to see it firsthand. And then, you know, Friday, even more RVs coming in, Saturday, more and more. And then just Sunday, driving to the game, just seeing the whole atmosphere out there, it was something special.
That buildup is kind of fun.
It definitely is.
And you feel it all through this building, right? Donald and I picked up on it Thursday and Friday last week.
I'll tell you this, you start winning more, the buildup would be ridiculous.
I can already see that.
I think my second year here, we got off to a great start. And just the city, it was crazy. It was crazy. And then coming in on Sundays to games here, it was nice.
It's fun.
It'll be fun. Yeah. We're with safety Jordan Poyer, a key player in Buffalo's win over the Jets. You're going to take a few phone calls if you have them. Any questions, comments for Jordan? The phone line's open, 803-0550. And toll-free from outside Buffalo, 1-888-550-2550. Since you came here, Jordan, since you signed with the Bills this past offseason, it's really been you and Micah. I mean, there's been no real challenge, no other. I know you're fighting for jobs, obviously, but it seems like they plugged you two in way back in the spring mini camps and let you go, huh?
I mean, yeah, you're always competing, though. OTAs, training camp, you're always competing. There's always somebody out there trying to take what you do. But, you know, I think Micah and I, we understand each other. We understand, you know, the game of football, and I think we communicate really well, and I think we feed off each other really well. And, you know, we're always watching film together, just trying to get little by little more information that we can get, you know, out there on the field, always talking situation, you know, hey, look after this, look after that. And so it's really fun working with him. It's really fun working with all the guys on the defensive side of the ball, you know, and we're going to continue to work, continue to try to get better and continue to play.
You know, one of the things that we talk about is a team actually gelling together, and that's offensively, defensively. You guys on the back end of the defense, you and Micah, and then you go to Tre'Davious, Sharice, and EJ Gain as well. I mean, you guys all have to gel together to work in unison on the back end of that defense. How long does that take for a back end of a defense to really gel together?
You know, I think everybody's different. Every secondary is different. Everybody's, you know, mentality is different. But I think, you know, the guys that we have in our room, you know, we kind of all come from, obviously Trey, number one corner off the board, whatever, coming from LSU. But he has came into the room, you know, with arms open, you know, wanting to learn, wanting to get better. And, you know, you got guys like that want to get better as a group. You know, we understand, you know, the outside world, you know, nobody believes, you know, that this, what, you know, they say this and that. But, you know, we believe in ourselves, and we believe that if we continue to work, continue to get better. We know that it's not always going to be, you know, rainbows and sunshine all the time. You know, we're going to have to go through adversity. There's going to be some tough times. But, you know, if we just continue to stay the course, never get too high, never get too low. And I think the guys understand that. Even EJ coming in, you know, later as a late addition coming in, you know, he understands that. And so it's really fun to work with these guys. You know, Coach Bird and Coach Babich and Coach Salgado, they all want us to be great. They want us to be great. And so they push us hard, and we work hard. We feel like we work hard, and there's always work to do. There's always something. Oh, we're never going to be complacent. But it is a very fun group of guys to work with.
with safety Jordan Poirier as we get the show rolling here today. And you're welcome to join us at 803-0550 and toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Chris in Rochester on the line. I believe you have a question for Jordan. Is that right, Chris?
I do. Hey, great win on Sunday. I appreciate you guys having me. Just wanted to find out, I was kind of curious to see who, there's been a lot of change over the last few years roster-wise. Who are the big leaders in the locker room, and who behind the scenes do you guys really look up to, and kind of what's that atmosphere like in the locker room?
You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, one for one that have been here, been on this team, you know, guy that obviously at the top of my mind, two guys actually on the defense, just speaking on the defense side of the ball, Lorenzo Alexander and Kyle Williams. Both those guys have been playing, have played in the league a long time, and understand what it takes to win, and understand, you know, that Kyle gave us a pregame speech before the game, and I've never been more fired up before a game off of a pregame speech. You know, just
what did he say, George?
You know, that's it. We're gonna keep that. You know, keep that in the locker room.
I have to ask.
That, you know, I understand, but you know, just the passion that he spoke to us with, and I mean, just that alone fired me up so much to play. Not only me, you could tell in the other guys' eyes. You know, as he was speaking, like, you know, let's go. You know, and so guys like that, you want to play for. You want them to look at you in the fourth quarter and want them to trust you and trust that you're going to do your job, and you don't want to let guys like that down. So there's a lot of leaders in the locker room. You know, my locker's right next to Tyrod, and so I'm able to, you know, to communicate with him a little bit and see the type of leader that he is. And he's another great leader, obviously, at the quarterback position, you know, but just not only on the field but off the field as well. And, you know, there's a lot of guys. You can go down the list of guys in the locker room, but just, you know, off the top of my head, on the defensive side of the ball, those two I want to play for, yeah. Play with.
Jordan Poirier in studio with us. You can phone in comments, questions at 803-0550, toll-free 1-888-550-2550. The game gets going Sunday. You get into the second quarter. The Jets have I think it was second and one.
Mm-hmm.
And your defense calls for you to blitz off the corner, kind of a safety blitz off the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Who blitzes on second and one, by the way? That's not a typical blitz down, is it?
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't. It wasn't a blitz call. It was really.
Was that a Jordan Poirier call?
Nah, it wasn't. It was actually, you know, we were in a man-to-man coverage, and, you know, I was reading my keys, and my tight end blocked, and, you know, I just added to the rush, and, you know, it was almost like stealing, because as soon as he lined up on the line of scrimmage, I knew he wasn't going out for a pass, because his eyes, as soon as he lined up, looked right at our defensive end, was like, you know, and I can tell he was going to block down, and so, you know, usually guys will come out to the line of scrimmage. They'll see their landmark. You could kind of tell in a tight end's eyes, you know, what he's about to do. You know, some guys hide it better than others. But, you know, I was just fortunate enough to read my keys and you know, all 11 guys doing their job, and was able to, you know, the coverage in the back end was outstanding and made Josh get out of his pocket. You know, he had felt the pressure, and he tried to scramble. I was just fortunate enough to get there and make a play.
Now, another play in the game. Huge play in the game. Lorenzo and the boys up front cause pressure on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's rolling to his right, throws it up. You get the interception. It was debatable, I guess, of, you know, the refs had to talk about it and see who actually came down with that interception. But you got credit for it. What feels better as a DB, a sack on a quarterback or an interception?
Oh, man. That was like, you know, honestly, that was my first – I had one other sack in my career, and it was really, you know, quarterback was scrambling. I was a spy on the quarterback, and he was scrambling out of the pocket, and he ran out of bounds. You know, I kind of pushed him out of bounds for like a -1 yard gain. But and they, I mean, credit a sack, but you know, that my first official, you know, take down the quarterback sack. You know, both of them. That's hard, man. That's hard. I think the situation of the game also depends on it. You know. And Micah's pick was brilliant, you know, game sealing pick. But you know, we needed a turnover at the time, and like you said, you know, our front put pressure on McCown, made him get out of the pocket, made him force a bad throw, and you know, when 11 guys are out there doing their job, doing what they're supposed to be doing, it makes everything easier.
See, I would think that you would. I mean, interceptions, that's really what DBs get paid to do.
Yeah.
You know, catch interceptions, but because you don't get that many times to get a sack as a DB, a sack would have to feel good. And I know, well, I don't know, but I know a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball, you know, they just go quarterbacks complain a lot, you know. Yeah. Guys on the offensive side of the ball, quarterbacks, yeah, receivers, yeah, we're all divas, whatever you want to say.
I'm not going to say anything.
You've already said it many times on the show. But quarterbacks complain a lot. So, guys, when they get that shot on the quarterback, they want to take it. So, I would think,
the
sack is like.
The picks are hard to come by, too, in this mm-hmm. league, too, man. So, anytime you're able to get your hands on the ball and create a turnover, or create a takeaway and get your offense back the ball, you know, I feel like that's it. Get your defense off the field, get a break. That's always huge. That's always huge to me. But, you know, both of them felt really good. And, you know, I just want to continue to work and hopefully get more opportunities down the road.
The Micah Hyde interception at the end of the game, your celebration, I don't know what it was that you were doing. I need you to explain this. It's like you were waving them to come on or something.
I was, you know,
winding up or something.
I was just in the moment, man. I was just in the moment, caught in the moment of, you know, excitement, you know, game sealing pick. Like I said, haven't won a football game in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just in the moment. I was happy for him. You know, I was happy we won. You know, it was just a lot of emotions at the same time. I don't know what the heck that was, but you know, I was just, like I said, caught in the moment, and it was a fun day. It was a really fun day.
When was the last time you played in a winning game? Was it 2 seasons ago?
Man, honestly, it was when Johnny Manziel started, and we played San Francisco at home, and we that was actually the game that I did get that sack.
That was 2015.
That was 2015. I think it was week 12.
Yeah, December 13th.
Yeah,
2015.
Yeah. So it was a while ago. It was
wow.
a while ago.
On the interception, the receiver, I think it was Robbie Anderson, right, wrestled the ball away. Was there any doubt in your mind that they were going to, even if they looked at it on replay, they are going to look at it, yeah, obviously with a takeaway. Was there any doubt in your mind that you were not going to get that?
You know,
credit for that?
Initially, as soon as the ball hit my hand, I knew I had possession first.
Yeah.
And then as I was going down, I felt an arm in there. So I thought maybe it was a tie. But it was, he only had one arm in there. And then, you know, honestly, I didn't know until I actually saw the replay that I had it initially. Like I said, I thought it could have been a tie. And then I got to the ground, and he kind of wrestled it away from me. I got to probably be stronger than
that. I was just about to say,
Coach
Bird had to say to you, hey, man, don't let them wrestle that ball away.
Yeah, I was told that. I was definitely told that.
Not,
I was just about to say, not only coaches, but, you know, my teammates were joking around a little bit about it. But you know, it was a bang-bang play. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get there and early enough to secure the possession first and come down with the ball. And like I said, he ripped away from me on the ground. But, you know, I'll be better next time in that situation.
Give me punk. Give me punk.
All right, let's take another phone call for Jordan Poyer. He's in studio with us for a couple of minutes. PJ calling from Kenmore. Hello, PJ. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Appreciate your time. Hey, Mr. Poyer, I just want to ask you, what is your opinion on the Bills' defense against high-powered offenses coming up?
We got a week to prepare. We got, you know, a couple days to prepare. We already started looking at some tape, and you know, it's gonna be a big test for us. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to go out there and compete, you know, against a really good offense who scored a lot of points this last weekend, and you know, who got some weapons on that side of the ball. And so we got some time to prepare, and each day we got to continue to work, continue to get better, and it's gonna be an exciting opportunity for our defense to see how much better we can get from week one to week two. And you know, it's gonna be a battle. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be, you know, gut wrenching. But we're gonna come out there. We're gonna prepare like we did last week, and we're just gonna play hard. We'll see what happens.
All right, so you're about to turn the page to look ahead to the Carolina Panthers. His own coach, Cam Newton's own coach, Rivera, said that Cam was a little rusty in the first game, and I noticed he was incomplete 10 of his first 15 passes in the game against the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at any video mm-hmm. yet? Do you have any thoughts on that, the matchup yet?
Yeah, you know, like you said, he did miss a couple throws. You know, they You know, they ran triple seam and number three wide open in the end zone for a walk-in touchdown. He overthrew him. But, you know, I'm not expecting that from Cam this week. You know, this is the NFL. Guys correct their mistakes and they get better. So I'm expecting him to come out there and with the mindset, you know, that he's going to do better than he did last week. And, you know, you could tell he wasn't happy with his performance just mm-hmm. based off of, you know, his reactions to some of those throws and, you know, his interviews and whatever. But, you know, we're going to expect to see the best Cam Newton that he's been. And, you know, he's got some weapons on that side of the ball, Greg Olsen, Benjamin McCaffrey. And so it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be tough.
I was just about to say, we all know about, you know, Kelvin Benjamin. We all are interested to see about Christian McCaffrey, but Greg Olsen has been a weapon for mm-hmm. Cam Newton for some years now, mm-hmm. you know, and you and Mike will be the ones that mm-hmm. will be assigned to mm-hmm. cover him. So what do you see out of Greg Olsen?
Just big body. You know, he finds ways to get open in zones. You know, he's and Cam finds ways to get him the ball. He's a smart football player. He's athletic and he's strong, and he's got good hands. And so it's going to be a fun test for myself and Micah to go out there and compete against a guy like Olsen. And you know, we're excited about the opportunity, man. Each week you're able to go out there and lace your cleats up against, you know, against guys like this, you want to take advantage of the opportunity. So, you know, he's one of the top tight ends in the league, and they're gonna find ways to get him the ball. And you know, we just gotta do our job, man.
Just working a phone call here for Jordan from Tom in West Seneca. Hello, Tom. Welcome. You're on the air with us.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I'd like to say that I'm a firm believer in great coaching, and I think that this Coach McDermott is the real thing. I think he extracts the best out of the players. I see him on the sidelines. He has good interaction with the players, and with great coaching, I think he's a genius. And first of all, let me get in there. Jordan, thank you for that great game on Sunday. I know you guys can beat the Panthers, and any mistakes that were made on last Sunday, I'm sure Coach McDermott has gone over them with the team. And I think we're going to come out prepared. We are going to beat the Panthers, I think, positive. I believe in this young team. And again, Jordan, thanks for the great play on Sunday. Collectively, the Bills played, I thought they played really good. And that score, we could have had 31 points, actually. But, you know, that's another story. We beat them soundly, and we are going to beat the Panthers. Good luck, guys, and thanks again, Jordan.
Thank you.
You know, one of the early things that he said, Jordan, was he talked about Coach McDermott's interaction on the sideline. Now, mm-hmm. you know, I think I had interaction with my head coach here because my head coach here was the offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. you know, so I had to talk to him, hey, coach, maybe just because I was trying to get the ball. Hey, coach, man, I'm telling you, this is what they're doing. This dude can't stick me. Just throw me the ball. So I had interaction, but how does he interact with you guys on the sideline?
Oh, man, he's a competitor, man, and he's on the sideline composed. You know, anything he sees, he's coming up to you, talking to you as a man first, and as a coach. You know, hey, you know, let's go, D. You know, it's all positive energy coming from Coach McDermott, you love to see that out of a guy. You know, he's out there wanting to compete. You know, I feel like if he could put his pads on, his shoulder pads and helmet on, he'd be out there with us just like that. You know, he's a fun coach to play for, and he understands his guys. He understands, you know, the game of football. You know, and like I said, he just wants to win, and he wants to compete, and it's fun to be out there and playing for a guy like Coach McDermott.
Now, he played safety mm-hmm. himself, so does he come over to you and Mike and, hey, man, did you see this happen, or anything like that?
I mean, you know, it's still early in the season. There really wasn't too much interaction this past game, but you could still tell. You know, he has that defensive back mentality, and he's always trying to coach us up to be better. I mean, after practice last week, he was out there with the safeties with us for probably 35 minutes. You know, we're going over some cover three stuff, and you know, just to see him out there with us, sticking around after practice, you know, helping us in some of our drops and some of our alignments, some of our eye progression. It's fun, man. And like I said, you want to play for a guy like that who cares about you as a person and as a player. And so, you know, he's all in for us.
Coach McDermott got the game ball Sunday in his first NFL win. Now he goes back to where he just spent 6 years. So this he'll never admit it. We've tried a couple of times, but I'm sure this game means a little something to him, right? You guys will be aware of that this
week. You know, that's it. I would think so. You know, going back to his home where he's been. You know, yeah. I would think so. So you know, I know he's fired up, just like all of us fired up, man. We're excited to go out there and play on Sunday, and you know it's gonna be a fun atmosphere.
Jordan, thanks for this. We appreciate you coming by here.
Anytime. Thank you for having me on here.